Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. This afternoon we're going to take a deep dive into the super coach, Wayne Bennett. What a couple of days it's been for him. Obviously his team, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, without Latrell Mitchell, they were written off by just about everyone, including myself. They took on the Penrith Panthers last weekend, who were red hot favourites to knock over the Bunnies and earn the week off. And Wayne Bennett, he did an absolute special on them. Obviously without Latrell Mitchell, Blake Taff came in. He was under all the pressure in the world from Nathan clear his kicks. He even messed up one of them and you thought, oh, here comes Head Noise Central. Wayne, he just manages to get the best out of his guys consistently, tends to get the best out of them at the right times as well. We saw it in Origin last year. We saw it on the weekend with the South Sydney Rabbitohs as well. Adam Reynolds had an absolute cracking game. Wayne Bennett just had his team primed for this performance. They've been bagged all year for not putting in 80-minute performances. They get to the big stages and they put in their best performance of the season. So well done to Wayne, a sensation performance on the field from his team. Off the field, Wayne, he certainly took some prisoners as well there. Obviously, Ivan Cleary came in press conference and absolutely lost his mind, in my opinion. I think he was just going around in circles. So Wayne was in his head all week, even after the game, still living in his head. So some of Wayne Bennett's absolute best work. It's not his first rodeo. He's been doing this for a very long time. He knows his way around. So did a very good job on the weekend. Really got to Ivan Cleary. Really got to the Penrith Panthers. Now he's got his feet up for the week. Now, he's obviously got a feed up for the extra week, and he's preparing for a prelim final. He will either play the Manly Seagulls or the Sydney Roosters, depending on who wins that game this weekend. Cannot wait for that one. And then those two sides, they've got to take on South Sydney. The winner of that gets a spot in the grand final. So one of the South Sydney Roosters and the Manly Seagulls will be in this year's grand final. History tells us that having the week off is a massive, massive advantage as far as making this grand final goes. So Wayne Bennett and the South Sydney Rabbitohs, they are in the box seat to take on either the Melbourne Storm, the Penrith Panthers, or the Parramatta Eels in this grand final. So the smart money probably tells you South Sydney versus the Melbourne Storm is looking like a really good odds-on bet here. But if the South Sydney Rabbitohs manage to knock over either the Manly Seagulls or the Sydney Roosters next weekend, consider this. It will be Wayne Bennett's decade in a row that he has appeared in the grand final. Just say that again, just to make sure you got it clear. That's five decades in a row that Wayne Bennett has appeared in the NRL grand final. His first ever season of first grade coaching in the New South Wales Rugby League was in 1987. He was co-coaching the Canberra Raiders with Don Ferner down there. Now, the 1987 Raiders went all the way to the grand final. Unfortunately, they were beaten by the Manly Seagulls. Pretty surreal scenes, obviously, at the SCG. There was a heat wave on at the time, so it was a bit of a wild time for rugby league. But this 87 Raiders team were knocked off by the Manly Seagulls. Of course, this Raiders team, they would go on to do some fantastic things over the next few years, winning numerous premierships. Ferner and Wayne Bennett would go their separate ways at the end of this season. Tim Sheens would come in and it would be the start of something really special in the nation's capital in Lime Green. Of course, Wayne Bennett, though, He would leave Canberra and he would get May appointed as the head coach of the new franchise, the Brisbane Broncos, in 1988. So the Wally Lewis-led Brisbane Broncos had Wayne Bennett. He was already the State of Origin coach. I believe 87, Queensland won State of Origin that year. I think they lost it in 86 before, 3-0. I believe they won it in 87. Origin know-alls out there can message me and let me know if I'm spot on there, but I think I am. Anyway, he arrives there in 1988, and being a new franchise, it takes them a little while to find their feet. They win their first premiership in 1992 under Wayne Bennett. They back it up the next year in 1993, knocking over the Brian Smith-coached St. George Dragons in both of those grand finals. Super League then emerges. They win that premiership in 1997. They return to the combined competition in 1998. Once again, Wayne Bennett and the Brisbane Broncos win that grand final. And then it's the start of the new decade, the 2000s. And of course, the first premiership up for grabs in the year 2000, the Olympic year, goes to the Brisbane Broncos. Darren Lockyer, Clive Churchill medalist in that game. So Wayne Bennett, he's now featured in a grand final in the 80s. He's featured in half of the grand finals in the 90s, and then the first grand final in the 2000s, he also featured in. So that's the first three decades of Wayne Bennett's coaching career in which he featured in a grand final, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. Pretty impressive. Now, the 2010s roll around, and of course, the first premiership that's up for grab in the 2010s, the St. George Illawarra Dragons, after choking, going out in straight sets the year before when they were red-hot favourites in 09, they return in 2010 to the grand final. Funnily enough, Wayne Bennett taking on Brian Smith's Sydney Roosters, and of course, the Dragons, they win that grand final. Dean Young scores a memorable try. Jamie Soward kicked to Mark Gasnier. Unreal scenes in that game. Sensational. Darius Boyd, man of the match, absolutely picked out Joey Leilua on the left wing for the Roosters, tore him to pieces, unfortunately for Joey. But here we are in 2010, the start of the new decade. We've now seen Wayne Bennett coach in four decades of rugby league, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s. He's featured in a grand final in all of them, and he's won a grand final in the last three decades, which is pretty incredible. Now, here we are, 2021, the new decade started last year, of course. South Sydney did not play in the grand final last year. We saw the Melbourne Storm taking on the Penrith Panthers. But this year, if Wayne Bennett can defeat the Manly Seagulls or the Sydney Roosters, it will mean that Wayne Bennett plays in the 2021 grand final, which will be the fifth decade in a row that Wayne Bennett features in a grand final. If he manages to win that grand final, it will be the fourth decade in a row that Wayne Bennett has won a premiership in, which is unbelievable to think about. You think about how long the average coach lasts at any NRL club, and then consider someone being a head coach for 40-odd years and winning a premiership on average every 10 or 12 years or whatever it might be. It is unbelievable. Considering he only started in 87, so the 80s were, you know, he only had 3 years in the 80s to try and win something. He started in 87, he lost the grand final. Then he went to a new franchise in 88, 89. I mean, it would have been pretty tough for him to win in that time. He still made it to a grand final. And then within 4 years, he's won back-to-back premiers at the Brisbane Broncos. I mean, what Wayne has achieved in our game is unbelievable. I'm not sure if it impresses anyone as much as it impresses me, but to feature in a grand final 5 decades in a row is unbelievable. You know, for the vast majority of coaches, they don't get to play finals footy. For an even smaller amount of coaches, like, there's so many guys that don't even get their team to finals footy, let alone get to a prelim, let alone feature on the biggest day on the rugby league calendar, grand final day. It is unbelievable what Wayne has done. And just to add another layer to this that's crazy for me, I'm looking at Wayne Bennett right now, yeah? It's 2021. This could potentially be his last coaching season. I know that we're hearing that he is going to join up with the new Queensland team when they come in. We're not really sure how all that's going to play out. We're not sure, you know, Wayne Bennett might have next year off and decide, you know what, I'm getting a bit old. This coaching thing might not be for me. Starting a new franchise is a lot of work. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. Wayne Bennett's not getting any younger. Potentially, if he wins a premiership with South Sydney this year, surely he's got to be thinking, have I done enough? Do I want to go through it again? Starting a new franchise is going to be really tough. Yes, he'll be doing the best thing by rugby league, which is one thing that Wayne Bennett's always been really passionate about. But I wouldn't be surprised if South Sydney this year is Wayne Bennett's last coaching job. That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up at this new Queensland mob and he is the football manager or something like that, if they have him in the building somewhere, which I'm sure he would do. But it's a big, big step down from being the head coach and dealing with all the pressures involved in that. The game changes so quickly as well. If Wayne was to have a year out, I mean, it's a lot to catch up on at the age he's at. I'm not doubting Wayne. I still think he could come in and do a good job, but surely at some point, Wayne's going to look around and go, oh, do I need to be doing this? Could I use my skill set somewhere else that there isn't so much pressure on me, there isn't so much riding on me, you know? So just an idea. I think there's the potential that this could be Wayne Bennett's last season as an NRL head coach anyway. Now, if it is, as I've said a few times, he's going to have to beat either the Sydney Roosters or the Manly Seagulls. Hypothetical. If the Sydney Roosters manage to knock over the Manly Seagulls this week, that'll mean South Sydney plays the Roosters. Biggest rivalry in rugby league would be sensational. The Roosters battered, bruised. They lost their hooker last night as well. It goes from bad to worse. Up against fresh South Sydney, they've had a week off. They've absolutely given it to the Roosters a few weeks ago. I would probably put the South Sydney Rabbitohs as very, very, very short price favourites to win that game. Now, as I said, if this is to be Wayne Bennett's last year of coaching, I want to take you back to his first year of coaching in the NRL, 1987. Coaching with Don Ferner there, co-coach at the Canberra Raiders, young squad coming through, leading to something special. But 1987, they're probably playing in a grand final a little bit before their time, let's be honest here, especially when you have a look across the other side of the park and you get to see this Manly Seagulls side. They had so much experience. They were star-studded. And this Raiders side, you can tell they're on their way to something special, but they're still a long way off, in my opinion.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, if you go and have a look at how that Raiders team got to the grand final that year, I think it's very, very interesting anyway. And let's go through some of the young guys that are in this Raiders side by a moment. By the way, you've got Gary Belcher, got a young Mal Meninga, Peter Jackson, Ivan Henjak, Dean Lance was the skipper, Sam Bacco in the front row, Steve Walters, your hooker. So a lot of young guys coming through that are going to be stars over the next few years. You have a look at the Manly Seagulls, though. Dale Shearer at fullback, Michael O'Connor, Cliffy Lyons at 6, Des Hasler at 7, Paul Vorton was the skipper, Noel Crusher Cleal. So a lot of talent there. Also coached by Bob Fulton, one of the all-time greats. So you can see why Manly won on that day. But if you have a look at the journey that Wayne Bennett's Canberra Raiders took to make it into that grand final, the prelim, they had to take on the Sydney Roosters. Now, hypothetically, you could see Wayne Bennett having to beat the Sydney Roosters to get into this side, the Eastern Suburbs Roosters, as they were called then. So potentially, Wayne Bennett had to beat the Roosters in 1987 to get into the grand final. Potentially, he might have to do the same thing in 2021, his first and his last season. To make it even more interesting, the Canberra Raiders played the Manly Seagulls, who were the minor premiers that year. Now, if this season goes as I'm expecting it to, which it hasn't for the vast majority of it, so anything could happen, I would assume that if the South Sydney Rabbitohs are in that grand final, they're going to have to take on the minor premiers, which is the Melbourne Storm. Now, another thing that I would say, 1987, there was a heatwave that day during that period, one of the hottest grand finals we've ever seen. Now, dare I say, it's probably going to be about even with playing a grand final in Brisbane in late September. So there's a lot of things lining up here. Now, unfortunately for Wayne Bennett, he did lose his first ever grand final in 87 after beating the Roosters and whilst taking on the minor premiers on a hot day on grand final day. Potentially, you could see this same sort of narrative coming true in 2021. There has been a heap of these, though. We obviously thought for a long time you might see the Penrith Panthers and the Melbourne Storm going head-to-head, which once again reminded us of the Canberra Raiders and the Panthers of the 90s and 1991, which sort of, you know, was the team that Wayne Bennett and Ferner started to build. So it's interesting how all this sort of stuff links up. But Wayne Bennett, if he wins next week, which I think he's odds-on favourites to do, been in a grand final in every decade of the last five decades, which is an unbelievable stat. It gets crazier the more you think about it. Best of luck to Wayne and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. I think it would be an unreal narrative to see Wayne Bennett on grand final day farewelling Adam Reynolds, potentially Benji Marshall and Wayne Bennett. It would be crazy to see.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.